Michigan is saying goodbye to 9 of its smaller and older coal-burning power plants. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. DTE Energy is closing 2 plants. Consumers Energy will shutter 7 more. They're nicknamed the Classic 7. Tracy Samilton recently toured one of these aging workhorses of electricity, BC Cobb in Muskegon.
It's a very cold spring day, and it's colder still on the roof of the BC Cobb plant. But the view is spectacular. This is spokesman Roger Morgenstern pointing out all the features.
Muskegon Lake in all its glory, and beyond there, you can kind of see the dunes of Lake Michigan. This is our ship channel, and there's our coal pile.
This plant has helped to provide highly reliable electricity to generations of Michiganders since 1949 and polluted the lake with mercury, the air with particulate matter and chemicals. The Clean Air Act began to change that.
The stuff beyond there is emissions control equipment that was installed in the 70s to take particulate matter out of the air.
Consumers Energy spent tens of millions of dollars over the years on this one plant to keep up with ever-tightening regulations. But it would be too costly to meet the new mercury limit. So when Cobb is demolished, Muskegon will lose one of its biggest taxpayers. A few Consumers Energy employees may lose their jobs, and some endangered birds will be looking for a new home.
We have peregrine falcon nests. They have a couple of wood boxes on the stack, and they like tall places, and so our chimney, our stack, is a great place for them to nest.
Inside the aging plant is surprisingly clean. Everything is big. The conveyor belts snaking the coal into the 4,000-ton storage hoppers, and especially the boiler. It's 8 stories high. Now, all those tons of chunks of coal aren't going directly into the burner.
It's going down these chutes, you can hear it. Into the basement, into these large areas. I have these huge ball bearings, I guess would be the best term, and it smashes up the coal. We don't burn chunks of coal, we burn powder.
And when that powder is blown into the boilers,
it combusts immediately. Yeah, just boom.
Of course, a lot of the plant is hot. At least, I thought it was hot, until we get to the top floor. That is so hot and so humid, it's hard to breathe.
130.
Death Valley. Our version of Death Valley.
Everything in the plant is obsessively controlled and monitored, from the boiler fire to the superheated steam to the electricity itself, which is sent to the transformers outside and then to thousands of homes and businesses, so people can turn on the power they need at the flick of a switch.
You know, people take electricity for granted, and I think what you're seeing today, it takes a lot of work, 24 hours a day. They'll be here on Easter, they're here on Christmas, to make sure that the power is going out and going out at the right voltage to make sure all the motors are working right, the lights don't get too bright or too dim.
The shuttering of the Classic 7 is likely just the beginning. A new EPA regulation known as the Clean Power Plan will regulate emissions of climate warming carbon dioxide for the first time. That means many of Michigan's larger coal-burning power plants may have to shut down as well. By the way, Consumers Energy isn't abandoning its peregrine falcons. The utility is trying to locate another site on a nearby Muskegon high-rise where it can place nesting boxes for the birds. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
With so many coal-burning units going offline at one time, Michigan could soon face an electricity shortage. On Thursday, we'll look at the policy fight over how to replace the lost power. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.